All right, so a while ago, me and my brother were doing some talking, and I alluded to something that I'm going to talk about, but as you can tell, solo act. It's just me, Nate, today here alone because we got this little thing called vacation in our lives. So I thought I'd stop by, do a little something, not leave you high and dry on the Wednesday where you come to get your fix. I'm just here. I'm the needle in your veins, just preparing you with some sweet, sweet. Whatever the fuck you feel like ingesting. Maybe it's a fucking hamburger, you fucking just worthless slouch. I don't know. Just whatever. Maybe you hate your teeth. Meth. Woo! That's more accommodating of my home. Oh, so much meth here. But I digress. The thing I wanted to talk to everybody about, and I alluded to it, fuck, I don't even remember how many podcasts ago. But that is the act of marriage. Me and my brother were on this, talking about how worthless it is. Well, being as a person that's fallen on the outskirts of marriage after being in the chapel or however the cathedral, as it were, I must say it's garbage because there's many things that are wrong with it. A, it's a life contract with a guy, unless you sign a prenup, which honestly, who's gonna do that unless you have a shit ton of money? You're gonna lose half your shit, inevitably. They say what, 50%? It's higher than that. And then, like, you go through all of this shit. You put up with so much. And I love all the people that clam up and, oh yeah, man, my marriage is great. And I'm doing all this stuff that I never would because this blood-sucking vampire is making me do it. But they don't say that. They just get the high, cheery voice. Oh, man, my marriage is so fucking great. Man, I wouldn't have met any of these people had it not been for her. But in the inside, they're screaming because they're like, all these people are horrible. Under no circumstance on my own would I ever associate with one single person out of this fucking group. But I have to because they're. That's Tiana's husband, and that makes him my BFF, and we're just friends for life. So then you're anchored down. So you get all this baggage, and you have to help her out with all her baggage. But you know what happens to your baggage? It gets thrown the fuck away into the ether. All your problems, don't worry. They're fucking gone. You know how? Just wipe them under the rug. Act like it never fucking happened. Your problems are trivial in comparison. How? I don't know. There's just some fucking weird psychological bullshit going on that apparently everything that you bring in is just fucking, well, bullshit. Doesn't need to be worried about. And now you have to put up with that. That shit? What? Like, I could say from my experience, I come in there and I'm like, oh, cool. I have college debt. I got all this shit. What happens? Unbeknownst to me, and I don't know how, because I'm pretty fucking sure this isn't legal. All of a sudden, all my shit's in forbearance. It's just being held over. Okay, hey, you don't have to make payments, but you're just accruing interest like a motherfucker. So all that shit's happening, and it's just like, what the fuck? And you don't hear about it. It's like out of sight, out of mind, because I need that fucking little, that piece of mail to come in and go, oh, hey, yeah, I got a fucking payment. I gotta make this. But when they stop coming because somebody made a deal, because all of a sudden their shit's more important. And as you could tell, I'm really fucking jaded by my experience, but it's really fucked. And I see it happen to so many people. I should say, I preface this, but I had a good friend that was just, oh, yeah. And it was one of those deals where you look at somebody and go, yo, man, yo, you want to go do something? Oh, let me check with my wife. Now, I'm not knocking anybody for checking with their wife. I will throw that out there. I'm knocking it because I knew damn well at that day, at that time, his wife was with his kids out at, like, some play area. They're gone. They had the big to-do, and he wasn't there because he was gonna mow. That takes a grand hour of an hour of his time. I gotta check. It's like, dude, you fucking just fucking get out there. Better yet, spend some money and save that time and just go get shit-faced with the boys. You get some fucking you time. Jesus Christ, get the fuck away. Oh, no. Nope, gotta do this. So, what ends up happening in that scenario is I was expecting a no, like anybody would. All of a sudden, hey, I gotta go check up, make sure I can go. All of a sudden, that turns into I gotta check. And then it turns into we're at the bar, and him and his wife show up. They found a babysitter to take them instead. So now we gotta put up, it's like all guys, him and his wife, awkward as fuck, because now it's just a bunch of guys sitting there going, because I'm the only person that's sitting there single. Everybody else is married and wanting to fucking complain. Like, oh, fucking hey, man, I had to do this shit. Now you introduce one of the wives in there, and everybody's, hey, man, I hope your marriage is happy. Mine's great, man. I'm just living the fucking dream over here. I'm just gonna go drink away my sorrows and hang myself in the bathroom. And, like, and then, fucking hey, this shit gets crazy. And, like, I can tell you, even if you get together with the worst of people, just the fucking most manipulating, horrible people, like I was. you go through all this shit, and then bottom line is, everybody has your best interest in mind, or so they say. But during the time, nobody utters a motherfucking word to you. Like, it's dead stone cold science. Like, they may at the beginning, but in the middle. Like, once you get married, nobody steps up and says anything. Like, you get the, oh, okay. I get divorced, and I got people crawling out of my fucking floorboards, popping up out of my sink while I'm brushing my teeth. Hey, I told you, man, I thought she was crazy from the beginning, but I didn't voice it. Like, I mean, it's, what the hell? Got fucking plane flying over saying I knew it all along. But they didn't fucking say anything the entire fucking time you're married. It's just all this bullshit. Everybody's got all these reasons. I'm riding with, like, my mom and stepdad fucking after this shit happens to go have a drink and just with family and whatever. Get shit-faced and be like a nice little family. We don't have problems. And then you go fucking do all that shit, and then I get a ride. Oh man, I thought it was bad fucking news, and I knew it from this thing when this was happening, and then at one point I thought, oh, it's all good and gravy. I'm like, no, I was fucking like being held hostage, fucking getting told if I separate money it's like I'm the end of the world. Like, it was weird. There's so much weird shit. Like, everybody just, I'm waiting for somebody to come with a fucking like a diary and just, yo, okay, hey, I got it date. It's dated. So you know I thought it. But I didn't voice it. I wrote it, dear diary. Yo, Nate's wife, crazy. He needs to leave. There's a lot of red flags. We see the red flags. We're not going to tell him red flags. We're just going to let him go down and treat those red flags like the luge on the fucking skis, trying to go in between them, fucking running into them, fucking tripping, falling all over my face, breaking every fucking bone I can, because I don't know how to fucking luge. I just know there's fucking flags on the thing, and I'm hitting them. And they were there the whole time, and they didn't spot them. They just let me fucking pop, 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 just going fucking 35 miles an hour into flags and fucking tripping all over myself. It's fucking great. And that's marriage. That's a fucking marriage. It's a fucking scam. Nobody should fucking do it. Yo, yeah, you want to be with somebody, that's cool. Don't get fucking married. I mean, who needs that shit? What is the there's no point. There's no purpose. There's no point. Oh, you put it, it's just so you could do a caveman drag your fucking knuckles, and I don't know what, did women caveman drag knuckles? I don't fucking know. I guess the stereotyping 101 right there, but we'll say the women drug their knuckles too. Both of them drag their fucking knuckles around going, mine, while they hold on to their SO. And you know what? Who gives a shit? You know what? Like, Scarlett Johansson recently just came out and said, yo, monogamy's bullshit. And you know what? She's got the right fucking idea. Good old drink. But, I mean, the whole time you go through all this shit, it's the worst thing you could do. As ever is to go, I do. Because the second you say, I do, it's, I do relinquish half my shit. And except in my case, I relinquished about 95% of my shit because I happened to come home and I looked like I was fucking robbed. Like I came home to a bear house. It looked like I came home and somebody just went, yo, I left a couch and a fucking love seat and that it was just fucking bullshit. Like, oh, you don't even have a fucking bed. You sleep on the hardwood floors like a bum. It was fucking amazing. Like, I laughed so hard. Like, you ever been so pissed that you're laughing? And then I get all of that shit like I was telling you about. Woo! It's rough. But, I mean, and then I don't want to make this that short. Because that's all I really got to say. I just fucking ramble. I don't have any specific talking points. I don't got anybody to ping shit off of. And they could just yell back at me, garbage. Fuck you, Wade, for not being here. And then, like, that kind of shit. So I'll just jump out to the fun shit. So Amazon bought Whole Foods for $13.7 billion. That's just fucking crazy. What kind of fucking bullshit? I mean, they're throwing around fuck you money. Amazon is going to fucking own everything. They've now entered that echelon of Walmart. They've got to. Like, it's just, yo, I got food. I got everything. But the only difference is Amazon, I got a fucking drone that'll come drop this on your fucking roof for you. Same day delivery. Congratulations. Like, it's just so fucking crazy. So, we're getting all of that bullshit going on. And it's just, what the hell's going on? Fucking CNBC saying, Jeff Bezos is single-handedly killing inflation. Yeah, it's just because he's trying to lowball everybody, because once they get the fuck out of the market, inflation's going to rise like a motherfucker, because who's going to compete? He's just going to sit there acting, ha, 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 milk's $35. Just, oh yeah, it's going to be great. It's so stupid. Like, the fact that everybody's celebrating all this bullshit. Like, how are you going to do that? You're going to come back and go, yo, I did that, and now I can get all my Whole Foods via Amazon delivery. I'm going to do all the nice reviews. I'm going to get all that, and then I'm just going to get some cyanide dumped in everything and just fucking die and save the world easier by getting rid of my fucking pathetic ass. And so now, we're having way too much fun with that. We're jumping all over and having bullshit because you get... What was it? That Sean Spicer dude that always does the, like, fucking talking things for the our cartoon character president is talking about leaving his job. And it's like, well, duh, if you want to have any chance of a fucking career, get the fuck out of there. And I don't know, it might be too late. He's provided just as much comedy. It's all fucked up. And then, we just get too much fucking weird shit going. So then, we had a good old, happy fucking Father's Day to all you dads out there. Congratulations on raising a bunch of little shits, myself included. It's just all that weird shit going on where you just treat yourself. So, what was the other thing? A huge chunk of Antarctica is supposedly melting. You know, they do all that shit and they make all those fucking, you know, they do that and they're like, oh, that shit's melting. Damn. Should probably do something about that. Those fucking polar bears are coming down and they ain't got no fucking ice anymore. And, you know, the fucking breeding with the brown bears now. And so then they're like, oh, it's survival. It's survival of the fittest. I'm like, okay. So you get these fucking polar bears wandering down just going, hey, I'm a bear. You're a bear. Let's fuck. Like, is that the courting method? And just like, quit looking at my coat. So what? It's all white. Who gives a shit? It's like, it's just fucking weird. At the end, there's just some big dumb bear. Just, and then just come down and just having sex with random shit. And that, the fucking, but the, all that ice melting and shit. And it's just like, oh, we have all this fucking technology. You're telling me people can't get in there and drop some shit and refreeze ice? Like, they got all those fucking weird hydrogen bullshit. Or, I don't even know what that is. It's a bomb. We have all this shit. And you're telling me you can't, like, super cool fucking salt water that's already cold as fuck just re-ice shit?
Like, I don't understand why they're just looking at it going, yeah, shit's melting. Why don't we just refreeze it? No, we feel like bitching about it. We'll spend some money to keep bitching about it. That seems like a better alternative. That's affecting the weather. The water's rising. Well, no fucking shit, Sherlock. So we gonna freeze? Nope, we're not yet. You see, we're waiting for the bears to start fucking other bears, and we're trying. But the final thing before we freeze it is we gotta get some penguins fucking the bigger penguins. We're just waiting full circle so some fucking Batman villains can come out of this. It's just so fucking dumb. Sometimes I hate science just because they're arguing that, like, oh, it's melting. This is going to happen. It's like, well, then fucking prevent it. It's melting. Oh, that's cool. Freeze it? Sound good? Create a fucking freeze ray. Create a villain. We'll create Mr. Freeze. He'll save the world. But he'll be a shitbag for one city that he picks in the entire world, and we live with that, and I'm pretty sure I'll be okay. So, I mean, come on, fucking A, all that bullshit going on. People need to just step up and deal with it. Learn. So, we get all this fucking stuff, and it's just junk. Like, oh, what was I going to say? Oh, this is a fucking... We get, like, well, it's not quite a flood. We get this, like, fucking weird-ass storm coming through. And it's blowing... It's blowing so fucking hard. It's going dead sideways, like the rain. Not the fucking rain. And then we got all this shit, and it's just flooding. It's just a lot of rain really fast, so it's flooding the streets. And then there's a dude biking outside. I'm just watching him pedal for his life because he was trying to make the other apartments, but he was going against the wind. And he was just like marathon pedaling. Like, I'm a fucking monster of a biker pedaling, but he was moving like 2 miles an hour. And then it was fucking great. But I don't want to fucking speak too much. I'm fucking done. Yo, you just... It's just fucking ridiculous. Fucking played some Get Off today. Give it. And then I had one of those days where it's just like, yo, I have the fucking awesome, and I mean awesome, iron game going. Hitting everything perfect. It was looking great. And then what happened? Oh, I forgot how to putt. So, it's just like, great. I'm on for a birdie. I'm on a bogey. 3-putt. 3-waggle. Woohoo! So, we'll just go down and do my favorite part of every motherfucking show. And that's the stupid news I could find. So, we get, two charge... after DWI seat swap, so they're both drunk, fucking jumping back and forth, like, yo!
Like, that's the worst fucking game. Like, oh, fuck, man, I blew the highest score. Hey, you jump over here. You try it. Just like,
you just fucking leaning out. Drive 2 feet, fucking blowing the thing. Ah, fuck! We're both over the fucking high score. They want to take us in. Like that, oh, goddamn, dude. Like, people are fucking dumb. Like, the whole thing, like, we get, like, bullfighting, because that's still a thing. We got a bullfighter that tripped on his fucking cape, gets gored to death by a raging bull.
I just want that to sink in, because the entire fucking reason that this guy's out there going, hey, Mr. Bull, hey, look at me, I got this fucking flag, and then that thing comes over, and what's it do go? Oh, trip, well, fuck you and your flag, and just with this fucking horn, and then they probably fucking kill that bull anyways because of pieces of shit. I mean, that guy's fucking taunting a wild animal, and they got the gun. Like, it's a kill or be killed sport, and he didn't kill the bull, therefore he dies.
Like, I'm sorry, and people are like, oh, that's horrible, and it's like, no, That dude's a fucking idiot. Like, half those people that go in should probably just be lit up drunk. And just like, I fucking,
that bull. Yeah, I got, he's not gonna hit me. I got good odds. I'm gonna wave this fucking handkerchief. And he's gonna fucking miss. And I'm gonna be like, Toro.
It's just fucking stupid. Oh, God. Who cares? Okay, so a farmer dies after wrestling with Hog, which bit off his wing wang and three fingers.
What? Why is he battling them naked? Like, come get the worm, bro. I mean,
what the fuck, man? People are stupid. Like, oh, Jesus Christ. It's... Why am I saying Chrissy Teigen reveals why she would never do doggy style again? Man accused of stealing the original KFC stove. LAPD cadets arrested for stealing patrol cars.
Yo, I fucking played fucking San Andreas. This works. It's okay. As long as we're wearing the officer suit, we could
take this. And then we could act like Tweeter off Varsity Blues and just pull over chicks. That's how it works, man.
Depressing amount of Americans think chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
Okay,
yo, I'm done. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, and the populace that helped voted for Donald Trump thinking brown cows produce the fucking chocolate milk, I'm out. Thank you for listening for this vacation episode of Who Gives an F Podcast. You can also check out the About section on punandgame.com, where you can follow myself, Wade, and the show all on Twitter. You can jump back over to the Just Browsing section. You can see what we have up to bat for the latest episode of Who Gives an F, the latest and greatest from Fun Pun Gaming. You can also check out the latest and greatest three posts from Snap Reviews, where we have all the fun takes on fun movies such as Wonder Woman, 47 Ronin, and F is for Family, and all sorts of shit. It's just an orgasmic collection. Oh, by the way, while you're out and about on the interwebs, jump over to YouTube and look up Fun Pun Gaming for all the fun we have there. Me, Wade, and Jake all having fun on some video games. And everything's also kindly located on punandgame.com. But then, after that, I would say, simply just motherfucking like and subscribe some bullshit. We're fucking done here. I'm out. I don't know what the fuck to talk about. I'm just rambling. Enjoy. Fucking peace out. Next week, we'll back in full force.
I have forgotten what it feels like. Don't remember, it's true. It'll take all I have left to make this right. But I'd like to try it with you. I'm the loneliest I've ever been tonight. I'm the loneliest I've ever been, that's right. I've ever been tonight. I'm the loneliest I've ever been tonight. Oh. I have forgotten what it tastes like. I don't remember. Take all I have left to work this out. Oh, push on till I'm breaking through. Oh, I'm the loneliest. inspired by your proposition, but I don't trust my intuition. I'm inspired by your proposition, but I don't trust my intuition.